Time now to go and have a chat with Jason Abrahams from Champion Thoroughbreds. Morning to you, Jase.
Morning, Ben.
Mate, you've been out at Warwick Farm for the trials. You had a couple of nice ones on the pro ride earlier on.
Yeah, we had two early, and I've got another one in about 45 minutes or so, but everything went well so far, so we're pretty pleased.
And Kuro, who you decided a few weeks ago had its jump out, its first one, I think, for Lee and Anthony Friedman, down in Melbourne. What's the report?
Yeah, I just got a text from Lee then, actually said he's absolutely thrilled with the jump out, which was fantastic. So so based on that, I would say Lee might want to run him next Saturday in the McEwen over the 1,000 metres there and see where we go from there. But he felt as though he wanted to run him fresh, so he thought the one jump out would probably be enough.
Yeah, and look, it's a sprinty little 1,000 at the Valley, isn't it?
It is, it is. So you got to be close to the action the whole way. And, you know, I think with a horse like him, you don't want to have him too over the top. You want his legs pretty fresh to be able to sit on the speed and then accelerate, so which he is very good at. It'll be his first look around the Valley, so it'll be interesting. We'll see how he goes.
Yeah, look, if you can draw an inside gate and you can kick up and hold your position, that's the key to it. But it sounds like all the reports, I mean, we saw him race in Brisbane for Joe Pride and ran really well up there. He's a four-year-old now. He's sort of, this is his time really, isn't it?
It is. He's got to step up now. In saying that, given his pedigree, a lot of horses in his pedigree got better as they got older. Like he's from the family of that great sprinting mare special. Bomber Bill's in the family, and we all know Bomber Bill was running around in Group 1s as a much older horse.
Yep.
Definitely Kuro's filled out a lot. He's put on some really good condition. We spelled him up in Brisbane. So he's done really well. His coat is looking fantastic, particularly when you line him up against horses who have been in Melbourne during the winter. You can see the difference. So look, I think he should be right to go, and we're really hoping that he can step up to that weight for age level as a four-year-old. And if he can, well, there's plenty of opportunities there for him over the spring at that sprint distance. So, yeah, we've got our fingers crossed anyway.
Yeah, let's hope so. So that's the report. Kuro impressing Lee Friedman at Flemington and could run tomorrow week in the McEwen. We'll wait and see what unfolds over the next few days. Good on you, Jase. Appreciate you coming on this morning.
No troubles. Thanks, Andrew.
Jason Abrahams joining us there from Champion Thoroughbreds. Let's move to Rose Hill tomorrow. Chris Toogood is joining us, track manager there. Morning to you, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Chris, you've upgraded the track a little bit this morning?
Yeah, just slightly to a soft seven. We feel that. We sent a couple of horses around there and looking at the markings and the divots that, we've still got that moisture there, which is, soft seven. We just feel it's on the better side of the eight at the moment.
All right, so soft seven. Today, glorious. They're still saying a little bit of showers tomorrow, aren't they?
Well, actually, from when I last talked to you earlier, in the last hour, the clouds have built up and
right.
It's coming overcast now. And just looking at the radar, there is a little bit down south, just off Port Hacking, but it looks like it's starting to go out to sea. It's just going to miss us there. So
okay, well, let's
hopefully
hope
that's
so.
The case. And so we'll see what happens.
All right, so soft seven, rail back into the true for the run to the Rose tomorrow. Chris, we'll get an update in the morning.
No worries, Andrew.
That's Chris Toogood. The three earlies at this stage for Rose Hill, race two, number six, Supreme Warrior. Race 6, number 1, Vezelay, who's running in Melbourne, and that's also the case with pressing race 7, number 3. Brett Devine joins us from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, good morning. What's on tomorrow out at Rose Hill?
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. And, yeah, look, it's really warming up. Isn't it an exciting time of year for spring? But we must say that this is the final week for the winter saving offers. Last meeting of the winter season, the last meeting of winter on a Saturday, and plenty of savings to be had. I'd really urge people before midday today is this best offer to go on to theraces.com.au. It's $45 in value for just over $20. It includes entry to the race course, another ticket, a Villies Pie voucher, a standard drink voucher and a race book, all for just over $20. This offer, Andrew, finishes at midday today and for the last meeting of the winter season tomorrow. So really urge people to get to that website. Look, a few other things to remember tomorrow at Rose Hill Gardens. There's $5 tap beer still through all the public and members areas there. There's also double TAB reward points for all bets placed on EBTs, the on-course terminals there, all through the day. And, of course, there's a lot going on out at Rose Hill at the moment. We wanted to let people know that the infield car parking is back open tomorrow. So there's not only car parking for the public and members off James Roos Drive, but also the infield area off Unwood Avenue is open. And, of course, look, the renovations continue out there. There are separate betting rings, which we've told people about previously, for the members and for the public, in the public area at the bottom of the J.R. Fleming grandstand, and for the members down the end at the Grand Pavilion underneath the near the parade ring there. So, look, heaps going on out there tomorrow, Andrew. A really exciting time, of course, with spring coming up and our official launch next week. But plenty of savings on offer tomorrow and some great racing.
Yeah, looking forward to being a part of the launch. Sky Sports Radio will be broadcasting from Randwick next Thursday between 9 and 1 with all of the launch details, Spring Carnival ambassadors to be announced, and we'll have special guests galore. So looking forward to being a part of that live from Randwick next Thursday. Good on you, Brett. Enjoy tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to everybody out there.